Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadas Kuznets with Chris Beyer. He's executive chef of Milk Boy, and we're talking about what else? Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
That's the only thing there is to talk about right now, right?
Yep. Go Eagles.
I have to ask you, Chris, as executive chef of Milk Boy, how far in advance do you work in the kitchen to like come up with the new menus and everything, the special menus?
Well, we come up with them for pretty much any event, and we're on a constant rotating cycle throughout the seasons as well. So we're always making new recipes and thinking of new things to try out in the kitchen.
So as a chef at a restaurant, I bet you must be like going crazy, getting ready. What's the prep like for you?
Oh, it's insane. It's insane. This city has really come alive with the Eagles winning, and everyone is on their toes waiting for the game. It's all hands on deck in the city of Philadelphia right now.
So all of the extra servers, all of the
everybody,
cooks, everybody's coming in working
everybody's
overtime.
Everybody's doing everything, yep.
Everybody's coming. Work the overtime, you've got like full shifts, right?
Yeah, everyone's coming out, you know, and our Chestnut location is open from 7 in the morning till 2 o'clock at night. So there's not a lot of downtime there already.
Was it easy for you to get everybody that works for you to be able to come in?
No, not at all. Not at all. They all want to be able to go out and party and enjoy the festivities just with everyone else. But everyone knows that at the end of the day, there's a job to do. Just like the Eagles are going to show up on Super Bowl Sunday, these guys got to come in and work, you know, work the line.
So this is a busy day for the restaurant industry.
Oh, very much so. Not just the restaurant industry, but everywhere in general. I mean, retail, you know, everything is getting their play with this.
All right. So as a chef, you can give us some suggestions for things to make at home. I know prior to Sunday, people are probably going to hit the supermarkets. And of course, the theme here is green.
The theme is green. Yep. So there's a lot of really cool ways that you can make things green without using just green food dye. So one of the things we do in our restaurants is wings are a staple of the Super Bowl. So we do a green buffalo sauce. We use green hot sauce that you could buy in the supermarket, mix it with agave, which is kind of like honey, but it's derived from succulents, which is really nice. We use a little bit of butter to emulsify, and it's this beautiful, vibrant, spicy green buffalo sauce.
How spicy? So it must be spicy and sweet?
Well, it's depending on the hot sauce that you get, because you can get some milder green sauces, more of like a salsa verde, which would be really nice. Or you can go, we use green habanero, so you can turn it all the way up in terms of the Scoville scale.
That's hot. Do people like hot wings?
Oh, they love hot wings. They love hot wings. It's part of the burn. It's the fun.
All right. So you have this sauce that's made of three ingredients, pretty simple, right?
Really straightforward, and it takes no time at all to prepare. You just heat up the hot sauce with the agave and then take it off the heat once it reduces a little bit and whisk in butter. That's it.
And then what can you do with that sauce?
So it could be served, like I said, as a glaze on wings or dipping sauce on the side if you wanted to use that for, you know, French fries or something like that. Plus, it could also be an extra topping. I know buffalo chicken pizza is a big thing in the city right now. A lot of people are doing that. So you could use the green hot sauce as opposed to your traditional orange or red.
If you put the green sauce on the wings,
yeah,
does it turn them green?
Oh, yeah. The green hot sauce can also be used to marinate chicken or shrimp, and that'll also give it a little green hue, too. And you can choose to cook them up sautéed or baked off in the oven, whichever you prefer.
And that turns your chicken and your shrimp green?
Turns them green, yep.
Do people like to eat green chicken and shrimp?
Yeah, they do, actually. In the restaurant, we use a marinade. It's not with the green buffalo sauce. We use an herb oil with some vinegar and some aromatics and things, and it really gives a nice green herbaceous flavor to the chicken as well.
All right, what else do you have that's green that we can serve?
So one of the things that I was just mentioning was an herb oil, and you can make this using just a bunch of herbs that you can get from the supermarket. I like to use basil and mix that with blended oil. The trick with herb-infused oils is not to heat it up too much. So I have a little trick where I use a blender, and using the friction from the blender, that slowly heats up the oil and breaks down all the cells. So you get the chloroform from the basil to really flavor and color the oil green, which you can then use in vinaigrettes, pestos, pretty much anything that you would want to have that green herbaceous oil in. Spinach would really help. Anything that has that heavy chloroform to really release. We're breaking down the cell walls to get that out. My mom's a forensic chemist. So, you know, it's in the genes.
Nice. So what do you do with that herb oil?
We can do the vinaigrette with it. We can do pestos. We can use that as a marinade for the chicken and shrimp as well if we're not looking for that heavy spice like the green buffalo. It can actually be used to float on some cocktails as well. Sometimes you'll see basil or mint as like a garnish on a cocktail, but you can use this oil for a little dollops as well, and that would really go a long way. I know whenever we have a party, me and my wife, we always make pepperoni bread, but it doesn't need to just be pepperoni and cheese. You can use this herb oil to make a pesto that you can spread on the inside of the dough with some other garnishes, maybe some feta or some cherry tomatoes. Roll that up, bake it off, and you'll have this beautiful green roll that you'll
Eagle's
be able to serve.
Eagle's green.
Eagle's green.
Give us some savory ideas, things to serve.
Nachos are a no-brainer. Why wouldn't you do nachos for the Super Bowl? It's the perfect party snack where you can make a big platter, get a lot of ingredients on there, and traditionally, if you're not adding any protein, it's vegetarian as well. So there's a lot of people that might be coming to your party to watch the Super Bowl that might not want chicken or shrimp and lean more towards the vegetarian diet. You can take avocados and use them to make a guacamole or a puree that you could incorporate some sour cream, maybe a little lime juice in, and put that on top.
So give me the ultimate Eagles nacho recipe for you.
Ultimate Eagles nacho recipe? Well, they have to be good tortillas. They have to start with the tortillas. So make sure you get a really, really nice chip, and layering is important. If you put all the, everyone's had that nacho experience with everything on top, and you eat the first couple bites, and then there's nothing underneath. So making sure that you have cheese and refried beans and a really nice salsa, and make sure it gets all throughout so everyone has a chance to get it.
So what do you put it, what do you serve it on? What do you make it on?
A plate or a tray. Honestly, if you have a nice sheet tray that's not too beat up, you can bake it off right on the sheet tray, take it out and put it on some little coasters on your counter and be ready to go.
Oh, you could do that? I like to cover my sheet trays because they are beat up. With aluminum foil.
Yeah, totally fine. You can serve it right on there. If you have a nice platter, you can slide it right off. If you did it right, the cheese and everything should be touching everything, and it should move all in one mass all over to your serving platter.
All right, so you've got your tray. You put, go ahead, nachos.
So you're going to take your chips, nachos, refried beans that you should warm up ahead of time. That way they're already warm. Cheese, I think Jack cheese is the right cheese for your nachos. Some salsa, some sour cream, a little bit of the avocado puree maybe with the sour cream instead of just normal. Some salsa you can buy canned in the or jarred in the store or make your own at home like a pico de gallo where you can take plum tomatoes, red onions, and jalapenos and cut them up. And then any kind of garnish that you want as well. The herb oil could be a really nice garnish on that. Some fresh cut cilantro would be really nice. Make sure you bake that off so the cheese melts over top of all of it, and then you're able to take it out and just dive right in.
An extra avocado because it's green.
Of course. Kelly Green.
Kelly Green. What other foods can you serve at your Super Bowl party?
Well, wings is a staple. You got to have the wings. You got to have the nachos. And nachos are good because it's vegetarian, but pay attention if there are other vegetarian guests. Something like a pizza or taquitos might be a really cool idea where you could get corn tortillas and wrap up some roasted veggies and things like that and bake them off. That would be really nice. And it's a nice little finger food where people are able to eat it and then move on and continue watching the game.
What's in the taquitos?
You could put anything in there. As long as you get corn tortillas, you could do mushrooms, caramelized onions. Butternut squash is really nice this time of year. You can use that. Anything that you wanted to fill them with, you could be able to roast them off. Typically, if you were to go to the store, they'd be like pulled chicken or something like that. But don't be constrained by, you know, the conventional thoughts.
Then you can brush on some pesto if you want to make it green.
Brush on some pesto, finish with a little bit of avocado sour cream. You know, in the morning, too, it's Super Bowl Sunday. It's not just the game. It's all day. So wake up, have some eggs, make some avocado puree, and mix it with a little whipped feta or boursin or something like that and put it on top of the eggs. It would be fantastic.
Eating green all day.
Eating green all day.
That's the theme. All right, you mentioned drinks. Can you give us some suggestions of green drinks?
Mojito's fantastic because you got the mint that you're muddling in there. So it's not going to be a green liquid, so to speak, but you will have those little highlights of Eagles green all throughout there.
What's your favorite part about Super Bowl Sunday?
Everyone coming together. The city's really pulled together as a whole to be able to support their team. And, you know, whether you're an Eagles fan or not, you're still a Philadelphian. So it's important to get out here because it's not just the football. It's the whole city.
So you can show your spirit by eating green foods, wearing green things.
Wearing green things, eating green foods, anything Philadelphia, is being celebrated right now. Not just the Eagles, but the Eagles are spearheading it, definitely.
And you were saying there's lots to do in the city on Super Bowl Sunday.
Tons to do in the city on Super Bowl Sunday. Just in Milk Boy alone, our South Street location, we're doing something to fill out the whole day. So we're doing a Madden tournament before the game. A lot of people are already showing interest in that. The TLA is showing a watch party that people are able to go and buy tickets and watch the game. Pretty much anywhere that you want to go do something, somebody's doing it.
All right. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Chris Beyer is executive chef of Milk Boy. Happy Super Bowl.
Happy Super Bowl.
And I hope the people show up for work on Sunday. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.